Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're joined by Pulcherrima, a military conflict analyst specializing in the Israeli-Iranian conflict, to unpack the rapidly evolving situation. Pulcherrima, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a tense time, and I'm glad to offer some perspective.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. We're seeing reports of escalating attacks, including strikes deep inside Tehran. Amit Sehgal's Telegram feed is a constant stream of updates. Can you give us a sense of the strategic significance of these moves?
Well, hitting targets within Tehran, particularly those related to centrifuge production, as reported, is a very bold move. It signals a significant escalation in Israel's willingness to strike at the heart of Iran's nuclear ambitions. It's not just about degrading Iran's capabilities. It's about sending a message.
A powerful message indeed. We're also seeing claims from both sides about downed drones. Israel acknowledges losing one for the first time in this operation. What does this tell us about the evolving air war?
The admission of the downed Israeli drone is significant. It suggests that Iranian air defenses, while perhaps not completely effective, are becoming more sophisticated or being used more effectively. It also indicates a higher operational tempo, meaning more sorties and thus greater risk. It's a reminder that this isn't a one-sided affair.
Right. Sehgal also mentions a Wall Street Journal report citing an American source that Israel's supply of Arrow interceptors is dwindling. Is that a serious concern?
It is. The Arrow system is Israel's primary defense against long-range ballistic missiles. A depleting stock means Israel becomes more vulnerable to future attacks, potentially forcing them to rely more heavily on other, perhaps less effective, defense systems or even preemptive strikes. It also puts pressure on the U.S. to replenish those stocks quickly.
Shifting gears a bit, there are reports that Iran fired around 1,000 drones at Israel, but none hit their targets. That seems almost unbelievable.
That's a delicate balancing act. On one hand, you need to maintain a functioning economy and society. On the other, you can't afford to be complacent about the ongoing threat. Easing restrictions suggests a degree of confidence in Israel's defensive capabilities and a desire to return to some semblance of normalcy, but it also requires a high level of public vigilance and preparedness.
Let's talk about the international response. We see Trump saying he told Netanyahu to continue, and a CNN poll showing strong Republican support for military action if Iran pursues nuclear weapons. How important is U.S. support in this conflict?